The biggest thing we see is a lack of coping skills. The kids aren't as prepared as they should be to deal with the day-to-day stressors of their lives.
When a student is suffering from trauma or a family crisis, it makes it difficult for them to go to school and learn. Ann Nowak is coordinator of the Sweet Home Family Support Center, established 25 years ago in the Sweet Home School District. In 1993, it was a first-of-its-kind program in the state, serving as a model for other school districts to set up similar programs.
Trauma has been redefined. I think it's always been there. I think kids have always experienced levels of crisis. I think now we just have a name for it that has become very popular. We see depression, anxiety, family stressors, poverty that really impact kids' ability to be successful in school.
Sweet Home has school counselors in all their buildings. Nowak helps support students and families, and if needed, will link them with proper mental health services.
And we have partnerships with several different agencies that provide on-site clinical services so that the families don't have to take their child to an office. They can actually be seen during the school day to get mental health counseling.
The Lancaster Central School District is now in its 19th year of providing a family support center.
Our family support center is a continuum of our social work, psychology, counseling services that we provide.
Ann Monin is coordinator. She, too, is witnessing a lack of coping skills among students.
And parents forgetting that, you know, forgetting that that's part of being a parent is helping the kids learn how to work through difficult situations versus solving that problem for their child.
Convincing families that they need these services remains a struggle, but not all health insurance policies cover the services provided.
It's costly, and a lot of health insurance policies now with families, they have those high deductibles, and they just don't have the expendable funds to be able to go and receive those services.
Not all school districts have had long-standing support centers. The Clarence Central School District, which serves more than 5,000 students, just opened a support center about 4 weeks ago. Kevin Modelmeyer is the coordinator.
We have to overcome that pride in recognizing that sometimes we need help with our own families and our own children. Sometimes our kids are struggling, and it's not a question of having done anything wrong as parents. It's a matter of the situation our kids are facing today.
The Clarence District has a very diverse student population with wealth and poverty.
And that income disparity has been an issue for some of our students. I've heard that directly from the kids. A lot of kids who have talked with me and talked with teachers and their counselors about family members who have had a history of substance abuse, have family members who have overdosed, friends who overdosed. The number one thing that our youth court in Clarence deals with is kids' substance abuse, vaping, e-cigarettes, and we're obviously concerned about where that might go.
Each school district is facing its own challenges.
We have a poverty rate of about 26%. We are close to the reservation.
In the nearby Akron Central School District, there is no family support center. However, they're pushing for creation. Lisa Biscaglia, who runs a Pathways program in Akron Schools, says when it comes to mental health, they're actually ahead of the game.
We are in our second year of our full-year health course. Our principal, Mr. Luceni, went to the board and requested a full-year course because the health teacher, really, in a half year, they run out of time. Mrs. Constantino is amazing, and she's done a wonderful job at really teaching the second part. So you have the suicide and drugs, and the mental health part of it was not being addressed enough. So she is able to spend so much more time with the students.
The school experts noted more and more teenage students are coming forward, reporting concerns of friends who might be considering suicide, leading to intervention and prevention. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.